This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Limits, the guy you work with every day is incredible. Mostly yeah. Because he's nowhere to be found.
No, I don't know where he is right now, Donnie. And this sometimes does happen where I will go out into the hallway and basically, like, I'm the teacher on Ferris Bueller. Bueller, Bueller. I'll just yell, Joe? Joe?
Yeah, we need Ben Stein to start calling his name. I mean, he was very amped to ask me some very quick questions. He said five quick questions, then we get into a quiz show.
And I think he's going to love the quiz show today.
We're not going to have time.
No?
I mean, do I have to go out there and look for him?
I can do that. But, Donnie, do you have any thoughts? Do you have any big topics that you want to broach to the audience right
now? I mean,
now?
I guess if I want to give you a minute, I'll jump on the Aaron Rodgers rumor. The caller that called in earlier who said Aaron Rodgers was spotted in the strip earlier this morning, questioning, is he finally signing with the Steelers? Oh, here he is. Here he is, Limits. He's back. He's back.
I found him. Joe, we have a radio show to run.
There's an acoustic guitar in our boss's office.
So you decided to just help yourself turn into Johnny Cash?
Yeah, I sang to him, and he said he wants to record a fan song with everybody included in it. It'll be like, we are the world. We are the fan,
Donnie.
Oh, man,
what an all-star lineup that was.
Incredible. Did you see the documentary on that?
No, I do want to watch that.
It's unbelievable. They just call out Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, like Bob Dylan.
They had
everybody
every,
just show, Cyndi they had, Lauper, they all just
yeah,
show up.
They had every who's who you could possibly have at that in that era. And then some of the older people, too.
It was mind-blowing what they did. All right, Donnie, we have a quiz show coming up. But first, based on sports events of the day that have transpired and also things that have happened on this show, I have five quick questions, almost a free association.
Okay.
That we're going to start with here. Mike Jones, I'm sure you're familiar with his work on The Athletic, covers the NFL. He broke down every owner in the NFL in these categories. The story is, how much does every NFL owner want to win? Okay? The categories, and there's several teams in each. They begin with contention mode. Your owner's in, this guy wants to win mm-hmm. real bad. Willing to do what it takes to win is the second tier. Content to compete is the third tier. Trying to get it right is the fourth tier. And the fifth tier, Donnie, is stuck in struggle mode. Where do you think Art falls? Which one? One through five?
I mean, to me, I don't think it's fair to put him in one or two. I don't think it's fair to put him in struggle mode. That would tell me that the team is, bad more often than not, and they're never bad.
But it's not about the team. It's about the owner's mindset. That's what this story's about.
The one that sounds like the textbook definition of him is content to compete.
Mm.
So I would put him there. Is that number three?
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
He ain't there. He's down there. And I give this guy Mike Jones credit, by the way, because the national media, you poll 9 out of 10 people who cover the NFL, they'll, without thinking, put the Steelers in the first or second category. Probably the first. Oh, their owner, that's all they want to do. The standard's the standard. He's got them in struggle mode.
Oh, I like that.
Not them, him. He's got Mike Jones has Art II with owners from the Falcons, Browns, Cowboys, Colts, Jags, and Giants, and Jets in struggle mode, Donnie. Here's what he says.
Just like paddling and they don't know what they're doing.
Here's what he says. The Rooney family-owned Steelers are a well-respected organization. Mike Tomlin commands respect as a leader. But, writes Mike Jones, the Steelers have failed to evolve and modernize their methods for running a franchise, and as a result, they remain in search of their first playoff win since 2016 season. How about them apples, Donnie?
I applaud him for that.
So do I.
You know, like you said, there are not many national people, writers or, you know, talking heads that would ever dare put anybody related to the Steelers down on that list.
Well said. I agree 1,000. Now, if I wanted to quibble, I think one of the reasons they're stuck where they're stuck is because Tomlin is a very good coach, but no longer the right coach here. And Art is unwilling, afraid to move on. But the general theme of that, I'm with you. Number two, this was unbelievable, Donnie. How riveted to you or were you to your radio or television when Spencer Horwitz came to the plate last night? An entire universe was listening and watching to see if the Pirates could avoid making history. We have a clip for you on that. I believe it's Joe Block. To see if Spencer Horwitz could even ground out, Donnie, and avoid major league history. You had people in Switzerland listening to this. Here we go, Limits.
Here's a 2-2. Horowitz grounds it towards short. The third baseman slides. Durbin throws to first to get an out. The Pirates get their fifth run across. Reynolds to third. Two outs. It's 8-5.
There you go, Donnie. History was made, or more accurately, wasn't made. It's one of those where was I moments. Where were you?
Where was I? Sleeping in bed. I was sleeping in bed when that run came across.
What? Really?
Yeah.
You didn't stay up for that?
No.
That was a big moment for us and the Starkey family.
I got up around 7 a.m. I didn't want to wait out the whole
I hear you.
Rain delay.
I do hear you. I thought you might stay up for that. I mean, I really was riveted. Can they avoid?
Honey, they're going to get five runs.
Right.
They're going to lose the game. But
my wife
get
was
five
watching.
Runs.
And that brings up a related question that came up. When Key Brian Hayes comes to the plate in the Starkey household, my wife says, and we never know when he will because the order is different every single day for the last 5 years. So somebody's on base and invariably Key Brian comes to the plate. My wife's reaction is, oh my God. What's the reaction in the Bechtold household? How does it go in the Chedrick household when Key Brian comes to the plate?
I mean, I guess kind of just a sigh.
Yeah.
You can't get your hopes up with this guy.
Sort of like the Bechtolds. Yeah. Maybe do that again, Limits. What's
Mr. Bechtold likes to say, anytime he sees the Pirates losing.
Last night, his total at-bats, the distance of the ball, was probably 10 feet total. Two dribblers in front of the plate, Donnie, and a pop out to second. How long does this go on with this?
The lack of power there is just staggering.
It's staggering.
I mean, because sometimes guys even run into one.
And why didn't Kelly play Henry Davis after the second good game of his whole career?
That is something that Derek Shelton would have done.
Right.
So that's a little bit alarming.
And why is Tommy Pham still running out there? Why, Donnie?
No idea. I mean, I would rather them, like, they should have just left Gorski or somebody on the roster and let Pham go. Like,
or
at least let some guy we...
Leave it vacant. Can you play with eight
don't
limits?
Know about.
Can you play with eight?
I probably shouldn't.
I'm astounded that somebody, well, the two guys there. Don Kelly is a lifelong respected baseball man. Ben Cherington won a World Series. So are they holding out, as the Noah Constrictor tells us, for Tommy Pham to get on a hot streak and then trade him for a prospect who's never going to turn out? Is that worth it? To keep running that guy out there every day?
I mean, we are still 2 months away, 2 months and a week away from the trade deadline. So
yeah.
You're really banking on this guy to get moving fast here.
DFA. All right. Next is, did I cost Harry Callis an election? They talked about it on the morning show. My wife and I, we live on the same street as the Callises, where Harry lives in Green Tree. What was he running for, Limits?
Green Tree Council.
Green Tree Council.
He wanted to fix the pool up or something.
Yeah, he apparently lost by 2 votes. My wife and I didn't vote. If we do vote, Harry might go to penalty kicks. Did we cost Harry his political career?
I mean, I wouldn't say you cost him his career. He's only, what, like 26 years old? He can always run again. So it's not like this is some guy's last chance on the Hall of Fame ballot or anything. I mean, it's your right to vote or not vote.
Yeah.
So it's hard to blame just you guys. I do think it is funny, though, how it ties in. A guy that works at the same place as Harry is on right after Harry in the mornings.
And lives.
Didn't vote.
Lives maybe 20 houses from Harry. From the Callis family singers. Is that unbelievable? I almost feel ashamed.
He'll get back on there.
All right. This is the big news of the day. Donnie Chedrick joining us for the noon hour. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. A man named Brett calls in today. Tells us he's a cleaning guy. Tells us he's not flaky, the words he used, just a regular old guy. And he sounded like a regular old guy. Says that he saw Aaron Rodgers come out of a hotel in the Strip District this morning. Went back and verified it with the people at the hotel. He ended our call delving into some weird baseball story with a maniacal laugh, which undermined him. So then I threw it out.
Wait.
Stop. So then I said, we hung up with him. I said, Limits, if that guy, I'm going to challenge him right now. Brett, you call back and you double down on your story to Limits and I'll believe you a little more. So Brett, the cleaning guy, after a delay, called back, doubled down. And from what I'm told, Limits, he tripled down?
He tripled down.
Tell us about that.
He called back again.
Yeah.
And he also texted in and said that he is, you know, he's somebody who has called into the show before, and he's not trying to mess with us at all. He's just trying to pass along some information, and he has no ill harm because of it.
Play for Donnie the clip.
All right, Donnie, this is what Brett told us earlier today.
All right, so Joe, here's the deal. I'm not a flaky guy, and I don't know what this means. I'm not going to say he's signing today and announcing it today or in 2 months, but in the Strip District this morning at 6:15, I saw Aaron Rodgers coming out of a hotel, and it's confirmed by one of the hotel employees, so I just thought I'd throw that little nugget to you.
Donnie?
So wait, so he went back and talked to people in the hotel and said, was that Aaron Rodgers? Is that what he's telling us?
He was positive it was, but he even went back for confirmation.
I mean, he would have to have his name on file. No?
These guys go under aliases. They go as, you know, Robin Hood
like when Terry Bradshaw went to the doctor as Tom Brady.
Exactly.
And don't forget about the picture of Aaron Rodgers that I tweeted last night. Was that Aaron Rodgers, the guy that was sitting at the bar at the pirate game?
I know, but that undermines it, unless it was the same guy.
Oh, that means, is Aaron Rodgers here?
Play it for Donnie and for everybody else out there again. Donnie, this guy's from Ohio. He's a cleaner by trade. I don't know what's in it for him other than maybe a little bit of fame on the radio. Play this again for Donnie.
All right. So, Joe, here's the deal. I'm not a flaky guy, and I don't know what this means. I'm not going to say he's signing today and announcing it today or in 2 months, but in the Strip District this morning at 6:15, I saw Aaron Rodgers coming out of a hotel, and it's confirmed by one of the hotel employees. So I just thought I'd throw that little nugget to you.
Donnie, a yes or no, do you believe him?
I don't want to take a shot at a caller, but I don't think Aaron Rodgers is here.
Okay, that's fair. Neither does him. Limits over there, and neither did, who else? Ray Fittipaldi.
Ray, yeah.
I believe him, but very precariously, I might add. He just sounded salt-of-the-earth guy.
He did. I mean, and like you said, what does he have to gain besides, I mean, if we find out it was him, if he signs like this weekend, like I think if we give our guy a window, what was his name, Brett?
Yeah, give him a window. What should the window look like, Donnie?
I think if it's like a 72-hour, like he signs it this weekend, or maybe we find out down the road, oh, he signed it right before Memorial Day, then we come back to this call.
Is it significant to you that he not only doubled down but called Limits a third time? Just for a private conversation?
It made me think a little bit more on it.
Yeah.
The hotel employee allowed to say, though, yeah, that was Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, if you're a cleaning guy, you have buddies, right? You go up to the what do you call the guy at the front?
The receptionist.
Him, but there's a better name for that.
The concierge?
Yes.
Yeah, the concierge.
You go up to the concierge, you know him for years, you come in, you clean the hotel, yeah. You guys BS about the Pirates. Hey, man, was that Aaron Rodgers who walked in here, or was he staying here? And the guy told him, yes, Donnie, apparently.
It was Roger Aarons.
What?
I just reversed the name.
Maybe. It was Napoleon Bonaparte. All right, I'm going to say I believe him for now, and I agree with you. 72-hour window for Brett the cleaning guy. Limits, you agree to that?
Sure, I'll give him that window.
We can even give him Monday since it's a holiday.
Yeah, we'll give him Monday. If Roger signs by Tuesday morning, Brett the cleaning guy was right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I hope Roger signs on Monday.
That'd be big for all of you guys.
I'm doing
guys
the morning show.
That day.
I'm doing the PM team
Are
on
you?
Monday. Yeah.
It's Bob's doing, so it's everybody from our show is splitting up the duties. Yeah,
we're the only ones working this show.
I have to get up at 5:30 that morning, Limits.
You have to be here at 5:40.
I'll get here at 5:39. Let's do a quiz show, shall we? You worked long and hard on this. We didn't want to put you in position to have to answer any questions because you can't. So
you're taking shots already.
You know what? There's going
to
be a day.
To this.
Was an absolute Jackson Dart
when the quiz show is banned and the quiz show gets a big hiatus.
Did I just hammer you with a Jackson Dart?
You did.
All right, let's go.
Maybe the quiz show won't happen because of that dart.
Well, here we go. It's me against Donnie. Donnie against me. No theme to this one. It's just general sports.
First question.
Yep.
Yes. There is a theme to it, but okay. We will get to what that theme is coming up. First question.
I hope it'll become obvious if there's a theme.
It will.
All right.
The first question is to Donnie, because mm-hmm. Joe told me to get creative. Donnie, this current Pittsburgh Pirate has his college locker room named after him at the start of 2024. Which Pirate is this?
Ooh.
He has his college locker room named after him?
The college locker room is named after this Pirate.
Jeez, I don't know where half these guys went, and half of them didn't even go to college. Mm. Joey Bart.
Joey Bart is incorrect.
I'm going to say it's the Jared Triolo locker room where we never hit.
No.
We only field.
Houston.
No, it is not.
I don't know.
Spencer Horwitz.
Spencer Horwitz is incorrect.
Oh.
Joe, you got to get it right or else Donnie's going to get a clue.
Donnie should get a clue if I don't get it right. I'm going to say it's the David Bednar locker room at Mars.
Is Mars a college?
I thought you said high school.
That's what I thought. Donnie, this is a first round pick of the Pirates in the last 10 years.
Henry Davis?
Henry yeah! Davis. Henry Davis. Louisville's locker room is named after Henry Davis.
Oh, my God. Do they put his batting average up there yet?
Maybe
Can
not.
You beat Henry the Great?
They should have games in the locker room. Can you hit 200?
Yeah, the Henry Davis locker room. How about that?
All right, Limits. That was a good one. Next.
Next up, Joe, this question is for you.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1996-97,
yeah.
Teams that have trailed by 7-plus in the final 50 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs are 4-1,702. The Indiana Pacers have three of those wins, and they're all this year. Who is the only other team in recent NBA history to do it?
To come back from 9 with 50 seconds left?
7, but yes.
7, okay. In regular season or playoffs?
That is, in just in the playoffs.
Just in the playoffs. You had to have been down 7. 7?
The final 50 seconds.
In 50 seconds. Who would have made a comeback since when?
Since 1996-97.
Lakers.
The Lakers are incorrect.
I hate you. I'm sorry.
I'll go with Golden State.
Golden State is incorrect. Joe, I will give you this hint. It has been in the last 11 years. That you can eliminate 1996-97
Up until the last 11 years. It's a very clear directive there.
Half of the years for you almost.
I can't you'd think I'd remember the game. Oh, I know who it was. The Miami Heat.
That is incorrect.
I'll go with the Knicks.
That is incorrect.
Donnie, you'd think, I mean, this is notable. A team came back with miracle plays at the end of a playoff game.
Joe, your last hint. Western Conference.
Sacramento
team.
Kings.
No.
Spurs.
No.
Trailblazers.
Houston.
Nuggets.
I have a dead giveaway hint that I can give.
Be able to let Donnie guess and then give me the dead giveaway.
Yeah, I have to guess and then it would be Joe. I'll go with the Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz is incorrect. This is one of the best teams.
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now.
One of the best teams in the NBA this year.
Oklahoma City.
May 13th.
Nice pull, Joe.
2014, the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Clippers.
I mean, they did have their big three back then.
Yeah, that's true. Harden, Westbrook, and Durant. Okay, very good. We're 1-1, Donnie.
All right,
you're up.
Donnie, next question to you, and we're starting to run out of time on this quiz
show.
No,
we're not.
Four Milwaukee Brewers have won MVP since the 1981 season. Only two Brewers since Milwaukee moved to the National League in 1998 have done it. Christian Yelich won the MVP in 2018. Who is the other Brewer to win NL MVP in team history?
Prince Fielder?
Incorrect.
Robin Yount?
Robin Yount won it when they were in the American League.
Well, then I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
I can't even think of, like, top-tier guys. Like, Carlos Lee?
Incorrect. No Carlos Lee.
I know who it was.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
All right, Joe is signaling. He knows.
I'm pointing to the sky as I do to celebrate home runs. Ryan Braun.
Should have known.
Ryan Braun, 2011.
Let's go!
Boo! Ryan
I let
Braun.
That one right under my nose.
Remember Ryan Braun would get booed every time he came back?
Yeah, remember he tried to blame the guy when he himself urinated in the cup? Remember that?
Joe, you wanted me to get creative with this quiz show.
Yeah.
So I did. And in being creative, I asked fellow producers to submit a question to the quiz show.
I love it.
And three producers responded.
Okay.
From Charlie Borges.
It's his birthday today. Yep.
Happy birthday, Charlie Borges.
Mm-hmm.
He called me yesterday saying that the Pirates traded Chris Benson to his New York Mets for a package of three prospects. One prospect became a power hitting. I won't give you the position. A power hitting player.
Yeah.
Who was this player?
Batista.
Joe is on a roll. Jose
Joey
Batista Bats. Is correct. Wow, Joe.
Joe might be taking this one home today.
Impressed by Joe.
I'm red hot right now, Donnie.
I'm about to angrily take the shirt off, go into the locker room.
Well, Donnie, this is your guy that brings in the next question.
Uh-oh.
Intern Dom submits a question.
This is going to be all over the place.
Dom DiTomaso says, Roberto Clemente is first all-time in hits in Pirates history. Hannes Wagner is second all-time in Pirates hits with 2,967. Who is third all-time in Pirates history in hits?
Ooh.
That's a good one. And I forget, but I know who it is. I think I know who it is. If I don't forget his name.
I want to go with one of the old heads.
Go with here. One. Time's a wasting, Donnie.
Ralph Kiner.
Ralph Kiner is incorrect.
Paul Wehner.
Joe again.
Donnie!
Paul Wehner is correct.
That was the second name I had.
I was really hoping that we were going to stump Joe on this quiz show.
No relation to John Wehner, I might add. Although he may have been from Carrick. Where was Paul Wehner from? Doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We're going to have to start banging on trash cans for Donnie.
What is it, 3-1? Well, all he needs is the bonus question.
Joe is up 4-1.
Oh, I can clinch with this one, Donnie.
Yeah, you can.
Render the bonus question meaningless.
All right, Donnie. This is a really good question from Logan Arblaster.
Is this to me?
This is to you. Or no, this is Joe.
Is me. Yeah. I can clinch.
This is Joe.
Who's Logan Arblaster?
Really good question from Logan Arblaster. He is, I think, produced a show. I don't know if you've worked with him, Joe, but he's
neither
a Waynesburg guy. He's worked some Friday nights and weekends.
It's a good question then. Go.
Logan Arblaster submits George Pickens, the former Steeler. He is related to a former two-star athlete in sports history. This athlete is George Pickens' great uncle. Who is this athlete?
Do you know this, Donnie?
I don't know. I mean, I have
great question.
A couple of names.
Darrell Revis.
Incorrect. Darrell Revis only played football.
You said, okay. So
What'd you say?
I said he's a two-sport athlete.
Oh, my God.
Is it Dave Winfield?
That is incorrect.
Oh, a two-sport athlete who's his great uncle.
Very good question that was submitted.
Sam Clancy?
No.
I think we would have known that.
Charlie Ward?
No, not Charlie Ward.
Oh, is that a good one?
Good picks, though.
So he had to play in the pros in two sports.
Yes.
Okay.
Who else? Deion Sanders?
No. Another good guess.
Thank you, Donnie.
Bo Jackson?
Oh, my God! Donnie got it. Bo Jackson.
Donnie keeps himself alive. Give us the bonus question. Wait a second.
I guess, I mean, he is a Georgia guy.
And I looked
I know,
it up.
But how did we not have stories on that when he was here?
I am surprised how we, like, I feel like I haven't heard that before.
Are you sure about that, Limits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked it up to confirm.
Okay.
And that is true. All right,
I'm a little suspicious of that.
Well, you can be suspicious all you want, but it's true.
All right, this is the bonus question worth 3 points, meaning the guy who gets this wins.
All right, Donnie, I'm rooting for you.
How come Donnie gets the question?
Because you had the last question.
All right.
Donnie, I'm rooting for you. The Pacers, Thunder, and Timberwolves have never won an NBA championship. The last time the New York Knicks won was 1972-73. How many players on the 1973 Steelers offense can you name?
1973 Steelers offense.
1973 Steelers offense.
What an oddly worded question.
Well, too
bad. I'm going to tell you 10 things about the NBA and then ask you about the 73 Steelers, Donnie.
Yep.
This is very odd.
If it's only the 73 Steelers, I feel like I only have two for sure.
Ooh.
All right. So you're naming? I can either say Donnie name two or I can name more.
Yeah.
Correct.
I'll name three.
Donnie, can you name four?
You're not allowed to ask him
that.
He already did his bet.
Yes, you can. No.
He said two.
No. You and Malzi used to go back and forth.
Let Joe go.
Three? Three from the 73 Steelers.
Donnie.
Yeah. Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris, and John Kolb.
Donnie. You gave Joe that on a platter.
I get worried about the counting ones. I doubt myself.
I know, but you just have to think back to the Immaculate Reception. Who was on the field, type of thing.
Well, that's where, like, I know that...
Joe Gilliam, was he still on the team?
Like, Terry Hanratty?
Yeah, both of them were...
Ronnie Shanklin?
The receivers weren't out there.
I'm surprised that you went with John Kolb. I just put skill position players on here, but then I remembered that Kolb was on the team. Larry Brown?
Powerlifter.
I'm surprised you didn't say. Yeah. Frenchie Fuqua was on that team?
Of course Frenchie Fuqua.
Rocky was on the team?
Yeah, Rocky. Donnie, that was right up your alley.
Donnie, I thought you had that one.
Donnie, that's the first time I've seen Donnie panic in the quiz show since we've been doing it for several months.
Yeah, he did.
What happened, Donnie, with that question? Why no confidence? That's right up your alley.
I don't know. I immediately thought of all the 74 guys.
I know.
And thought, okay, those guys weren't on the team.
Right.
And then I thought, okay, Bradshaw and Franco.
You're right.
And then I like froze trying to think of other ones.
So Limits, it was the wording of your question that froze Donnie, meaning you put a lot of work into that. And I'm proud of you.
Good quiz show, Limits.
Thank you.
Great quiz show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.